tough questions today for Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld during a visit with troops in Kuwait. Servicemen and women pressed the secretary about inadequate and aging equipment and extensions of tours of duty.
One of the questioners was Specialist Thomas Wilson, a member of the Tennessee Army National Guard. He asked Rumsfeld about the shortage of armor for military vehicles driving north into Iraq. Here's part of that exchange.
Now, why do we soldiers have to dig through local landfills for pieces of scrap metal and compromised ballistic glass to up-armor our vehicles, and why don't we have those resources readily available to us?
I missed the first part of your question, and could you repeat it for me?
Yes, Mr. Secretary. Our soldiers have been fighting in Iraq for coming up on 3 years. A lot of us are getting ready to move north relatively soon. Our vehicles are not armored. We're digging pieces of rusted scrap metal and compromised ballistic glass that's already been shot up, dropped, busted, picking the best out of this scrap to put onto our vehicles to take into combat. We do not have proper armament vehicles to carry with us north.
I talked to the general coming out here about the pace at which the vehicles are being armored. They have been brought from all over the world, wherever they're not needed, to a place here where they are needed. I'm told that they're being, the Army is, I think it's something like 400 a month are being done. And it's essentially a matter of physics. It isn't a matter of money. It isn't a matter on the part of the Army of desire. It's a matter of production and capability of doing it. As you know, you go to war with the army you have, not the army you might want or wish to have at a later time. Since the Iraq conflict began, the army has been pressing ahead to produce the armor necessary at a rate that they believe. It's a greatly expanded rate from what existed previously, but a rate that they believe is the rate that is all that can be accomplished at this moment.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld responding to questions today in Kuwait.